Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. Can we talk about Fringe, après-ski Fringe?
Après-ski Fringe, what do you mean by that? I didn't Loft think you bar. Liked Aperol.
Eh?
I didn't Aperol. Think you liked Aperol. I brought Aperol to your house once and you quite liked it.
Oh, yes. No,
it was snide Aperol, bitterol, yeah. From the Lidl.
No, I like Aperol.
Yeah, no, I like Aperol.
I didn't know what it was, so I decided I didn't like it because I wasn't aware of it.
Ah, right, okay, because you're very open-minded and liberal, so yeah. If you don't know what it was, it doesn't exist, you don't like it. That's just the type of person you are. And you know what? At least you're honest about it. Do you enjoy The Fringe?
I love The Fringe. Well, I don't think we're recording, are we? Oh, we are.
Yeah, it kind of started a wee while ago, so let everyone understand.
I've got your snort now. I think
it's because we're full of substandard pig product.
Is that what happens?
Well, I think that's what happened at the cafe. Those poor women... Mm-hmm. Thought there was some kind of highfalutin, high drama.
Why are you not wearing your headphones?
Because I don't need to. And I don't want
well,
to spoil my hair.
Well, I can't hear you now.
Why?
But, oh, that's better.
Oh, my God. I thought you would have got the hang about this. Do you know we've been doing this podcast for 18 years?
Have we?
Every day still.
Oh, it feels longer.
Are you looking forward to our Fringe run?
I am looking forward to our Fringe run because, do you know, genuinely, when we started this, mm-hmm. I didn't think, you know, we were doing a podcast. I never thought of a sort of live version of it. So the very idea of doing it live, which we've already done at the Glasgow mm-hmm. Comedy Festival, is that doing a live version, it worked really well. And I think day in, day out, starting the day with a chat with people mm-hmm. will be bloody great fun. I think by week three, nobody will want to sell anything, though. So I think we'll
but
be
think
getting
you
a bit
have to
chaotic.
Get away from the fact that it isn't a selling show. This
That's
isn't
true.
This isn't the Antiques Roadshow.
Okay.
This is it's a continuation of this podcast.
Yes.
A bit of light chat.
But also we'll be in a new Fringe venue, which is exciting.
Yes, the Nucleus, which is some fusty old church.
Well, I don't think it is fusty. I
is
think that's
not?
The whole point.
Have they been out with the pledge?
They have. And they've
pledge my pew, yes, si vous voulez.
And they've been bleaching their bottoms.
Oh, honey, mm-hmm. As long as the bottoms have been bleached, I think that is the main thing.
So, yeah, so new venue. And, yeah, because I've... How many different venues have I done?
Fringes have you done?
Oh, now that's a good question. I have done, must be 20.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking the first Fringe that I did, the first Fringe show that I went to see was mm-hmm. Danny Minogue playing Lady Macbeth in an alfresco production at the Botanic Gardens. And it was one of the best things, genuinely, to this day that I'd ever seen.
Wow.
And really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if anyone knows, she blocked me on Twitter, but we'll move on. And then the next year, because I'd started comedy back then, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't in anything. I think it was 2001, the first year that I did a Fringe show.
Oh, really?
And I was in a compilation show called Stand Up Scotland mm-hmm. with a woman you don't hear much about anymore. She used to write for Lindsay Smith, Sandra Johnson.
I remember Sandra Johnson.
Do you remember Marjorie?
I don't remember Marjorie,
but
I remember...
Marjorie turned up to the gig in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. So you remember Jane that I talk about?
Yes.
And Marjorie turned up and she went, I've no trousers. And Jane went, oh my God, what do you mean you've no trousers? I can't lend you mine. I need them. And she went, I'll just go on. And she went on in like a tunic and a tight.
Why did Marjorie have no trousers?
I think Marjorie, and if you're out there, Marjorie, I always liked you, but my God, you were unhinged. I mean, she covered everything in her house in tinfoil and wouldn't let people in.
Nice. Talking microwaves and
that's
things.
That's Pollock Shields
right,
for
okay.
you. So,
do you know, actually, my very first Fringe, I was age 14 and I was in a children's production of The Remarkable Rocket, which I played the lead. I was the rocket. Nothing much has changed.
You were actually a rocket as opposed to the colloquialism rocket, which is a person who's a moon unit.
Yes, right, no. And in some church at the top of... So I'm going back to my roots. It was in a church at the top of the Royal Mile, which is just opposite the gate.
To the left of there, to the hub.
A church there. And, or a venue there. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that was where very first Fringe at age 14. And then, obviously, didn't start comedy till I was in my 30s. Uh-huh. So, and maybe did my first Fringe show. I think my first Fringe show was when I was about 40.
Right, okay. And where did you do that?
At Le Stand.
At The Stand.
Yeah.
Stand is a lot to answer for.
It does, absolutely.
And I include myself.
And yes, everyone should include themselves. But I did. No, that's a bloody lie. Oh, I'm lying.
Bleep language.
I wasn't The Stand. I did the Free Festival when it was still a collaboration between Alex Petty and Buckley Hill until they fell out, which was at Lindsay's, which was the old police club, which was down by the side of London Road.
I met that Buckley Hill character once, and that was really enough for me. I was about to give him his eyes to play with.
It wasn't a police club, it was a post office club.
Right, because Mandy Muden, Britain's mm-hmm. Got Talent semi-finalist and resident of Wimbledon, she went, I'll bring somebody in the free and I was like, right, okay. So she came and stayed with us, and I remember going in at him, and I went, do you know if there's any gaffer? I don't know if there's any gaffer tape. Why don't you know if there's... I said, see if you continue. You can speak into me like that, and I'm going to knock you out, old man, okay. And Mandy didn't know that she had to work all the equipment himself, and he just started screaming, and I went, oh, bitch, please, just calm down. Calm down. No one needs your stress.
He gets quite stressed, yeah. I think, and quite possessive about who can play what venues and who you can be involved with, which I don't think is really the spirit of the Fringe. I think the whole thing is it's an all-access festival, isn't it? So if you do Alex Petty's Free Fringe, you can't do whatever his name, Buckley Hill's.
And essentially what they are offering up is a jumble sale. It's a jumble sale of performance in inverted commas.
But yeah, so the first 2 or 3 years was Free Festival, and then you had to pick a side, and then I thought, I don't like doing that. So then it was The Stand, mm-hmm. and then it was The Stand for years, mm-hmm. and then my last was The Gilded Balloon 2019. Mm-hmm. Back there this year for my solo show.
Solo show.
And then Just the Tonic, which is the first for me doing a Just the Tonic venue.
I don't know if you remember this, but I remember coming out of my venue and you were coming along George Street and you met me in 2019 and it was a Sunday, I always remember, and you just put your arms around me and went, 5 stars. And I went, what?
I did not.
Yes, because Julianne went, did she just say 5 stars? I went, she's a boot.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And it was just, and I was, oh, on your way. And I thought, oh my God.
I was giddy with the, you with were. The accolades.
You were. I think yes. It's nice when people write their own reviews.
Well, thank you. Well, somebody has to. You have to get 5 stars. Oh, I'm taking that Fringe show to the Monkey Barrel on the 23rd of May.
But that's
this
not
year.
The Fringe, is it?
No, that's
that,
Fringe.
This is
that's
a Fringe separate. Episode. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm warming up for that. The mm-hmm. first part will be good. Mm-hmm. So what are you discussing in your show this year?
In my solo show?
Yeah, it's your solo show at the Fringe.
Growing old
about.
Disgracefully.
Right, okay.
Do you know, I think that's quite a good title, do you think?
No.
Why?
I think it's trad and generic. We can come up with something better.
Do you think? Yeah. Well, it's in the programme now, so
oh,
that's
right.
That.
Okay, well, that's too late. Oh, sorry for dissing your title. Do you know something? I actually think it reeks of the essence of the show. It's catchy. It's snappy. I love it.
You could have told me you didn't like it before.
You never told me what it was. My God, I'm on the phone every other day listening to the same pish and something important. Oh, my God, generic titles. You'll be the Bill Wyman of the Cowgate.
Well, I was going to call it 55 and Feral, but I've turned 56 and I don't like to lie.
You don't like to lie. I've seen your new parties. You manage quite well. Hello, I love you. 5 stars. So what are you going to discuss? Because a lot has changed for you.
Yeah, so it is. I think if you're going to... See, that's the interesting thing. If you're going to do an Irish show at Edinburgh, I have something to say. So, which is why I didn't... I mean, there wasn't much of a Fringe last year, but it was a Fringe. But I didn't do a solo show because still in the transient stages, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, the last show I did was Richard Rags. I had something to say. This one, I've separated. Kids have all moved out. I'm about to go and live in a van. I've got stuff to say.
Right, just I'm going
to unpack that.
I'm worried that people think that you're in some kind of Hertz transit or something like that. I believe this to be a camper van with a seating area.
It is a motorhome.
And there's a kludge on board.
Mm.
Yeah.
And a shower.
Oh, there's a shower. Oh, thank God, because remember I thought you were having to join the Ramblers Association just to get to get away a wee washed pud.
No, it's all singing, all dancing, and it's got a kitchen and a fridge and a microwave and a seating area. The only, just as genuinely true, the only bit that's a bit worrying is it's a grey area about whether you can drink on the van whilst you've got your keys on you, because you could be potentially done for drunk driving.
Now that, yes, particularly if you're in a lay-by. If you're in a designated site?
That's okay, I think. I don't know.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, okay, okay.
What was your favourite Fringe show that you've done over the years?
Solo-wise, I think it was... So 2001, I was involved with June Bruin and Jane Mackay and Miles Jupp. And look how well Miles and my careers have gone. I mean, it's technically we're like Jane Seymour. Honestly, I'd look at him on programmes and just think, why? Anyway, love you, Miles.
Do
great
you know,
to see
I
you.
Love Miles.
But what does that mean? What does that
know,
actually
I've done
mean?
I again, haven't I? It drives that, you that, mad.
But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it actually, I think it's a sign of brain damage. And I want you to go and get an MRI.
Well, I thought that's probably what
I'm
it is.
I'm allowed to look at people. Hey. If you want me to name names about the people that you look at on television and think, why? And I love them too. They're really nice. They're really great. I'm not jealous of the television and film career and 5 children. No, why would I be? Shut up. Anyway, so we done... It was called Three Fat Ladies, an Interactive Murder Mystery.
Right.
I played Babs, the maid. Then I became the private detective. Marvellous. And I exposed everything. And then I'd done... I mean, that was actually very well received. That was where... But then I'd done another solo effort, which was, oh, honestly, loved by the audiences, banned by the critics. I mean, I was, again, box office poison. That was called Selkirk Bannock. And that just frankly got out of hand. So, because I remember like packing up my set and I came out and all I heard was, but you said he was funny. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
And the worst thing was, it was a horrible bitch that I used to work in a call centre with that bred hamsters.
Oh, that's horrible.
And it really, really winded me. And she just looked and she went, that wasn't funny. And I went, oh, do you know what? I said, I could really pick you apart with curse words. Mm-hmm. I went, you hated me when we worked together. I hate you now. Get out. Mm-hmm. I said to the person on the door, if they've paid, give them their money back. Oh, that's not what I said. Give them their money back. Mm-hmm. I said, get to bleep. And then I did a lot of chat shows. And then more latterly, I'd done a lot of cabaret, which I have to say, I'm kind of glad I'm not doing because a lot of those people smell. They have had, remember the guy that did Trump? I mean, those tights were honking. I mean, they were like walking out the door. And then I was doing warm up in London. He was there, he was like, hi, I didn't think you'd be here. And I was like, have you washed your tights? Because I don't think you have. Or they were absolutely humming. They were fuchsia and they were revolting.
Although that is a thing of the fringe, isn't it? It's part of the makeup of people just day after day wearing the same costumes and...
Yeah, but you could do what Madonna does on tune. You spray them down with neat vodka or Febreze and that kind of gets rid of the things.
Okay.
Because the alcohol's sterile. I just don't... Yeah, I don't buy into the fact we're performers, therefore we smell. Get your carcass away from me before I stab you in the eyes. Just being backstage. And I remember once at a gig and it was someone... And I wasn't having a good time personally and someone came up and went, we're the Kitsch Kittens. What time are we on? We need that. And I'm like, bitch, my life has fallen apart and you're named after a child's cat. Fuck off. Because you know me, fun.
Full of the choice. Always a gentle word and a kind arm
so
round.
So what I'm looking forward to this year is, because I don't think I'm going to do any gigs at night because I can't be bothered.
Mm.
And this is 12:30?
It is 12:30.
And it only lasts.
Now I am going to have to organise my schedule. Because you know I like a loft bar. I like a loft bar that's open till 5. So there will have to be... Oh, somebody's shaking their head. That may be the producer of the show going, you're not going to be in the loft bar till 5 o'clock in the morning. Although I am very good at managing my time and I can see my windows of opportunity and things. So I'll know when I'm all right to just come straight to the gig in the morning.
What a treat. Can you please promise that you'll carry a body spray?
In that last week, yes, you know, absolutely. In that last week, I think it's time to go feral.
Can I just say, in the last week, I won't be there, so knock yourself out.
Excuse me? Oh, right, yes, no, I did know that, didn't I?
You know a lot of things. You just compartmentalise them.
I do decompartmentalise.
Do you discuss this kind of brain fog in your show, Growing Old Disgracefully?
Well, that is my brain fog. I had a brain hemorrhage, remember?
Oh, Christ, are we back to that now that's de rigueur? Because we're the stroke expert on the other week, so yes. I'm like, you're clutching back.
No, and also I'm just, yeah, I'm finding ways to...
It wasn't really the brain hemorrhage that's caused this. It's maybe the abuse of substances and generally a disinterested attitude towards life.
Well, it's a devil may care, shall we say.
It's a fly-by-seat of the pants, right.
But that is part of the fringe. That's part of the enjoyment, is going out and going to the loft bar and going to the abattoir and going all to...
I remember that, you know, getting all the passes and all that kind of stuff. And it's really funny because when you see people at the fringe and they're normally younger and they've got a clipboard and they've got like 7 lanyards and a really big takeaway coffee and they're like, sorry, don't talk to me, I'm so busy.
Busy.
If it wasn't for the fact your parents have money, you wouldn't be here. Get out my way.
That's a whole podcast.
Because I remember walking into abattoir and someone went, you can't come in here. And I went, why? And it was basically, it's like what we're in just now. It was two freight blocks. And I said, in a shipping container. I said, phone the police. She went, you don't have a pass. I went, seriously, phone the police or phone Nicola Sturgeon. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what time are we on?
We are on every day at 12:30 in Nucleus.
Not on the 15th?
Not on the 15th.
But I'm doing the Big Fat Fannies at the Stand for one night only at the 15th. Keep myself busy. Yeah, so I've got 3 fringe shows.
Oh, that role's coming up now. What are you doing in your Big Fat Fanny?
It's just Susan and I doing our Big Fanny's night out.
Oh, right, so. Okay. Are the fannies going to be clean?
Oh, I doubt it.
2 weeks in, I mean, they're bound to smell.
But we normally do our, 56 years in, I think you'll find.
Relentless grind. Hello, what's that it's terrible been, smell? Yes, is that? Who has?
Yes, from PMT to HRT. Keeping busy, as they say. So, do you not want to do other gigs? Because that's the other thing. I like jumping on gigs and just doing a 10-minute here and there.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to see anything and I'm not performing anything.
Okay. Nah. No, so I like the way that you get involved.
You know me, I'm a people person, as long as the people involved are me and the dog. That's all fine. No, I think because I'm my friend Marion, and she was like, oh, Matt, come up, join the fringe. I went, feel free to stay away from my door because I don't need the stress.
No, having somebody stay over the festival would be too much.
Well, I'm renting my flat out. I'm inflicting myself on my niece.
Oh, are you? That's a very smart option, love. Oh, well done.
Thanks. It's just I saw a load of Tom Ford trainers I liked and I thought...
So these are important decisions that both of us have been making and whilst on our daily phone calls haven't mentioned either of that. You've never mentioned that to me. Has he? No, he hasn't. No, you haven't. No,
oh
you didn't.
Oh, my God,
no,
don't you start at me. I don't like your aggressive tone.
Yeah. Yes, no, I've waggled my finger twice at you today.
Well, listen, why don't you take your waggly finger, your stinking hoo-ha, and I'll catch you next time. Doodles.
Bye.
Godspeed. 12:30, you say. Nucleus.
Be honest with Jojo and Bruce. We'll be on at 12:30 between the 4th and the 28th of August, except the 15th at Just the Tonic Nucleus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.